Are you more of a big picture thinker or a more detailed thinker? The way you focus can affect your perspective and how you see things. Learn what you might be missing and how you can expand your view today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, speaker, singer, songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, mother of seven, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept. And you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. This is episode 9 on the podcast, where I help you understand the Be Do Concept and the different ways you can think that can help you improve your life and relationships. Today, I'll be talking about the spectrum of thinking between big picture thinking and thinking in a more detailed way. Both of these different ways of thinking play a part in the way you see things and affect your perspective. When you are having a hard time seeing someone's perspective or being able to see things eye to eye, a lot of it may be because of your big picture or detailed way of thinking. By understanding some of the differences, you'll be able to better understand other people's perspectives, as well as learn new perspectives to help yourself in being able to be who you want to be and do what you want to do. Before I jump into today's topic, let me give my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, therapist, or any kind of psychologist. I've been studying these different ways of thinking for over 10 years now, and hundreds, if not thousands of hours, trying to understand and develop this concept, but I don't hold any degree in psychology. This concept came as an answer to my prayers, and I hope it will be an answer to yours as well. So with that done, let's jump in. For those of you that are new to the Be Do concept, or for those who are still struggling to understand the differences between be and do thinking, the Be Do concept is a spectrum between two very different and opposite ways of thinking. On one side is what I call the be thinking side, which is a way of focusing and thinking about who you are and how you're trying to be. It also incorporates big picture thinking because that's what will help you in being able to be who you want to be. The opposite side, or opposite way of thinking, is what I call the do way of thinking, which is a way of focusing and thinking about what you're trying to do and how you're doing it. It incorporates a more detailed way of thinking because this way of thinking is what's going to help you to be able to do what you want to do. So there's actually two different spectrums of thinking that come together when I'm talking about the be or the do way of thinking. So far in this podcast, I've mostly just talked about the being-doing spectrum, which is focusing on whether you're thinking more about how you're trying to be or if you're more focused on what you're trying to do. But the other spectrum, which also plays a big part in these two very different ways of thinking, is whether you're focused in a more big picture way, focusing on the big picture of things, or if you have a more detailed way of thinking, which is focusing more on the details of things. Just like whether you're more focused on being or doing, neither one of these different focuses are bad or wrong. They're actually really good, but they're also very different. And it could be that you're missing some things if you're more focused in just one way or the other. And that's why we're going to talk about this different spectrum today. Likely, unlike the being-doing spectrum, you've probably heard a little bit about big picture or detailed thinking. It's something that's a lot more known in the world of psychology, and you may even already have an idea of whether you think in a more detailed or big picture way. So for those that may not know or who just want to be sure, let me break down these different ways of thinking. Just like be and do thinking, there's always ways to break things down, and we're still starting at the very top. So this is going to be a very basic definition and can be broken down much further. But for now, we're going to keep it pretty simple as to whether you're thinking in more of the big picture or in more of a detailed way. Let's start with the detailed way of things. This is how I started and my more natural way of thinking. I've always enjoyed learning about the details of things. I love puzzles. I love Where's Waldo type of activities, if those aren't completely outdated. And I'm good at following recipes to the very detail. I like to follow the directions because when I do, my recipes always turn out perfect, unless I missed a detail, and I don't usually, but if I do, I know what I did wrong. Other people enjoy experimenting and they don't care so much about following recipes to the detail. And that's a more big picture way of thinking. But those that like to follow every little detail, you're probably a little more detailed thinking than big picture thinking. I'm also about following rules and doing the things that people know will keep you safe. There's usually a reason for why that rule was made, and I don't always have to care or know the reason why, but just to know there's a rule, for me, that's good enough. It keeps me safe, and when I follow the rules, I don't usually get myself in too much trouble. When I have a light come on in my car, I usually try to get whatever it is fixed right away. If I notice something is wrong anywhere, I like to fix it so that I can keep moving forward. I don't mind when someone points out something that I could do differently. Those are details that probably do need fixing. And because I've learned that there's always little things to fix, by fixing them, I become better. I learn something and I don't have to deal with those same kinds of problems over and over again, which happens if you don't worry about the details. So they actually help me in becoming who I want to be by doing the things that I need to do to fix. I also like knowing the details so that I can work on them. I don't usually get overwhelmed with those things that people may point out because they're easy to deal with when it's one at a time, when it's just a detail. Unfortunately, sometimes if I don't do something about them, they can all stack up, and then there's so many of those details that I can get overwhelmed. And I do get that way sometimes when so many details start to pile up. But I like to keep things in check. Unfortunately, my email box is an example of something that has gotten out of my control, and those are just lots of details I wish I was a little more on top of. The good thing about being a detailed thinker is that I usually know what I can do to get unstuck, or I know what other people could do to get unstuck. It's those little details that help you to solve the problems of life. When there is a problem, it's usually not something in the huge, big grand scheme of things and that big picture, but it's usually just little things, a little detail, and that's something that I'm good at, seeing what could change to be able to get out of a situation or to fix a problem. My dad was a computer programmer, and I guess some of that made its way into me because as I wanted to make a website for my music and to create a food storage program to help calculate all my food storage, I learned that I could figure out some of that programming that could help me do those things. I learned how to write in PHP code and HTML and some of those kinds of programming languages. It's okay if you don't know what I'm talking about. But as I was learning these different types of coding, sometimes I would get frustrated with my computer because I didn't think it was working. I would write this code and immediately blame the computer. Something's wrong with my computer. But I found that always the thing that was wrong was usually some detail in my programming code. It was never the computer's fault, or at least it wasn't when I was dealing with those kinds of problems. It was always something I had written wrong. And if you know anything about coding, it could be something as simple as an extra semicolon or a space when you couldn't use white space anywhere, and it could cause a code to completely stop working. I learned quickly that it was those details that mattered so much, and even the smallest details that you wouldn't think were really that important could mess up a whole page and keep it from working. As a detailed thinker, I know that's really true in life too. If something's not going well, blaming somebody else or wishing life would just get better doesn't usually solve those kinds of problems. But it's in figuring out the details. What was it that happened? What did I do? What were they trying to do? And what could I do that would help this to not happen again in the future? When you figure out those details, it's easy to fix problems, to apologize or work things out, or to get past those things that otherwise might be keeping you from being able to do what you want to do. It's one thing to be able to see the big picture of something, but really, until you get into the details, you can't always solve those kinds of things. But it's in the details that you usually can. And when you're able to solve your own problems, you can make things better, you can be able to do whatever you want to do. And it's about figuring out the what's, those little details of what you can do and getting to work and doing them. And then you can do anything, because when you're focused on the details of what you need to do, there's a lot of things you can do. And focusing on those details can really help you to be able to do what you want to do. But now let's switch to the big picture way of thinking. This is not my more natural way of thinking, but it's what I'm learning, and it's amazing and so powerful. And while the detailed way of thinking is really great at helping you to do what you want to do, it's not as helpful in helping you to be who you want to be. But that's where big picture thinking really comes into play, and it can help you in being able to be who you want to be. Big picture of thinking is obviously focusing on the big picture of things. My ex-husband and my best friend were really great examples to me of being able to see the big picture of things. Whenever I would call and talk to my best friend on my Mondays, I'd share all these details about things that were bugging me, things that weren't happening the way I wanted, things I wish other people would do. But then my best friend would share some kind of sage advice or some bigger picture perspective that would help me see things with a different perspective. She knew that really what was important would give me some perspective. And when I was willing to listen, because I wasn't always, she was really good at helping to point out things that I wasn't seeing. She was really great at recognizing the value to people and how important everyone was in playing their role or in their part of the world. She seemed to always have this bigger picture perspective than I did. I think a lot of bigger picture thinkers love to think about the world and the part they play in it. They see purpose in everything. They get very involved in world events and how things are progressing that are going to affect things really far into the future. I think if you have a very wide view of a lot of things, then likely you're probably a big picture thinker as well. When I started thinking in a bigger picture way, I literally had a seizure. It wasn't my natural way of thinking. It seemed to expand my little two-dimensional puzzle type brain, where everything had a place and I knew where everything fit so perfectly, to a more three-dimensional brain where I didn't know where everything fit and I had to reorganize everything differently because there was just so much more to take in. I think because big picture thinkers see so much more in an expanded view, it can be really easy for them to think that the details don't matter because they just see so much more. I've learned that big picture thinkers really don't like rules, especially if they can't see the purpose for them. They need to know the purpose and the reason why for the things they do. It's really important to understand that why. If it doesn't have a good reason, there's really not a reason for them to follow it. They may notice some of those details, like maybe a light coming on in their car, but unless they can see that it's really a problem, they may wait to get it fixed. It's just a detail. If it's not affecting their ability to do something, they have a harder time wanting to worry about it. Big picture thinkers may have the same kind of email box as me, but it may not bother them as much as it does me because they're not so worried about the details. They know the details will work themselves out. It's usually what happens. They've learned that not getting worked up about those little things is sometimes a lot better for your health. They can relax and not worry about it. The good thing about being a big picture thinker is that they're really just good at letting go of things that don't really matter and being able to stay calm and to be okay and not get worked up about things that I probably would be more likely to do. My ex-husband was really good also when it came to parenting and explaining the why behind why kids needed to do the things we were asking them to do. Sometimes I had a really hard time with that. I wanted them to do their jobs, to do their laundry or clean their room or whatever it was. And if they asked me why they had to do those things, I didn't always have kind of an explanation to give them. And it wasn't because I was trying to control them or manipulate them or make myself the power person, which sometimes big picture thinkers will think that that's what they're doing. I just had a hard time articulating those reasons. Sometimes I would have the kids ask their dad because I knew he could give them a better response than I could. I think that's one of the good things about working together with big picture thinkers and detailed thinkers, because we do have different strengths. And when we appreciate those strengths in each other, it can really help you in your relationships. But when you think it's being perceived as not caring or just not choosing to see that perspective, sometimes we're completely wrong because we just don't see those other perspectives or why they're so important. It's really why it's so important to understand these differences, because a lot of times what comes so easy to us isn't so easy for other people. I can't tell you how many times I thought my husband should be able to see the details of how he could easily solve his problem by just looking at doing something simple to me, but he was often so caught up in that big picture of things that he really couldn't see why the detail would matter, or it just didn't seem that it would be that helpful in solving the problem. And I only say that because I had the same issue when he would try and give me the big picture of something. I remember when we were first married, it was literally the day we got married. We got married in the Los Angeles Temple in California, and we were driving back on that freeway where we were going to have our luncheon and then the reception. But we hit rush hour and our trip back ended up taking 3.5 hours instead of the half hour or hour that we were supposed to take to get back. We decided to skip the wedding luncheon altogether and try to make it in time for the pictures, but then nobody was there at the church and I was a mess. I didn't know that everyone had still gone to the wedding luncheon waiting for us. We were the only ones that didn't make it there. But I was upset and crying. I was really frustrated. I was only 18 at the time. I was still super young. And it was mostly our parents' friends that we'd invited to the wedding. And the only thing I was really excited about, besides obviously getting married, was the tiny detail of this Precious Moments cake top that I was so excited about that was going to be on our cake. And they weren't able to find it. It just seemed like everything was going wrong. We were hungry, I was frustrated, and I just wanted to bawl. Well, here I was with my brand new, well-meaning husband, who I'm sure was trying to do his best to comfort me. And because of his way of thinking, we always try to comfort each other in the ways we think. And he thought in a very big picture way. And so in his way, he tried to comfort me by telling me that the most important thing had already happened. He said it was okay. All those little details really didn't matter. And that because we had just gotten married for time and all eternity, nothing else mattered, which really is the big picture of things. And if I could have focused in that way, maybe it would have helped me through that ordeal. But because I was so focused on those details and because I didn't really think in that big picture way, to me, having him tell me that my details didn't matter, it really didn't help at all. And in fact, I had to fight back some frustration that this man I had just married didn't seem to care at all about me. And that's, of course, what happens when we also don't recognize these differences of thinking. We can often get misperceived or feel misunderstood because it can feel like the other person doesn't care when they actually do care a lot, but they're trying to help in the ways that they think that may not be the same way as you think. But what is really important is understanding that we do have these different ways of thinking, and that while some things may not seem important to us, they really are to the other person. So being able to see their perspective can not only help us, but it can also help us as we're trying to help others in their specific ways of thinking. Especially if we automatically go to assuming, like I did, that my husband didn't care about me or didn't love me. Because that doesn't help a relationship at all when we are assuming things that really aren't true. I couldn't really appreciate what he had done before because I didn't know about this concept. But once you understand that there is a different way of thinking and that it is valuable in helping you to be who you want to be and do what you want to do, you can appreciate those different perspectives that can help you in learning how to think in these different ways. When somebody wants to point out something that they think is important and may not seem important to you, you can start to learn from that perspective. Try to see their perspective and use it because it really can help you through those hard things. Without the bigger picture way of thinking, which I've learned, I don't know how I could have gotten through some of the hard things that I've been through, especially with my son passing and not having my kids with me as much as I've wanted them to be. Sometimes the only way I've been able to get through some of those hard things is to let go of what I can't do to fix it, all those details and all those things. And instead, I have to just trust God that He's got me and that letting go of those details isn't going to make or break me, and just trust in God's big picture and in His plan. And that hasn't always been easy, but it has gotten easier as I realized there always is a bigger picture. And even though I don't always see it, and I've had to just trust that there is one, it seems He lets me see a little bit more of the bigger picture of things. And it's usually something I haven't always noticed before. And I'm so grateful for the big picture and the details that really do help me get through the hard things in life and that have helped me to be able to better be who I want to be and to continue to do what I love to do. I feel like the ability to be and do are each like the wings that help us to fly. I know for most of my life, and before I learned about this concept, I felt like I could run pretty fast and I was doing a lot of things. I always have had energy to do. I always felt really powerful in what I could do. However, it was only in learning to focus in the be way and to have more of this big picture perspective that helps me to feel like I just gained a whole nother wing that has really helped me to fly. I can feel now like I can be who I want to be, and being really does require having a bigger picture perspective. It's not easy to fly and to get that wind underneath your wings. But as you learn these two different ways of thinking, to be and to do, and to use these different ways of focusing to help you focus on the details that are going to get you moving and running, but also that big picture thinking, which is going to help you with direction and strength and purpose, those things will help you to get that wind beneath your wings, and to learn how to be and to do is really so amazing. It will just bless your life. I hope this has been helpful to you. I've recently completed a questionnaire on my Be Do Concept website that you can take, and it will help you to identify which way you more naturally think. If you're more of the detailed do thinker, which is the do way of thinking, or if you have the more big picture be way of thinking, which is the be way of thinking, or if you're just something in between, you may be more of a detailed be thinker or a big picture do thinker, which is just somewhere in the middle of that spectrum, because these are helpful too. And no matter how you think, learning an opposite way of thinking, if you're more detailed, learning the big picture way of thinking, if you're more big pictured, learning the detailed way of thinking, and vice versa for being and doing thinking, it will just really expand your view and give you that lift that can help you move forward and in ways you may just have never thought about before. You can find that questionnaire on my website at thebedoconcept.com. That's just thebedoconcept without any slashes or spaces.com. And there is other helpful information. It can help you move forward in your relationships. And I hope it will help you, because I really want this podcast and these resources to help you to better be who you want to be and do what you want to do. Thanks so much for listening. I really do appreciate it and helping me to spread the word about this concept and helping people understand the differences. I think as we stop assuming that other people think like us and we recognize that there are these different ways of thinking, it can help us to be more loving, to be more kind and understanding, and help us improve our relationships as well as to be our best selves and doing what we were meant to do. I really believe it can help you. If you have any questions or comments, please do send them my way. I'd love to hear them. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe and give it a good review and share it with anyone that maybe could use it. I really do think the world could be a better place if they knew about this concept, and it's why I'm so passionate about it. Again, thanks so much for listening today to the Be Do Concept podcast.